Greg, how are you?
Fantastic, Tony. How you doing this morning?
Well, you sent me some information yesterday that said Michigan has the 28th rated closing cost in the nation at $3,965, according to new research. Talk about that.
Well, what we did is a survey we do every year. We look at closing costs as they're quoted by lenders to borrowers at the application stage. When you put in a mortgage application, the lender provides you with what's called a good faith estimate of fees. They have to do that within 3 days of the application. And so what we did is we do a survey based on a similar size loan in all 50 states around the country and measure what those closing costs are that lenders are quoting. Now, I have to stress that this is what lenders are quoting. It's not necessarily what this the same thing that people are actually paying once they get to the closing table, but there are new rules in effect that are designed to eliminate those closing table surprises. So those good faith estimates you get now, much closer to reality, much more transparent than was the case just a couple of years ago.
Well, I know all about this, Greg, because me and my wife closed on a house about a month ago, and we took $0 to the closing table. So if you negotiate right and you find good deals, you can do that.
Well, I think that you make a good point. The negotiating, shopping around—that we were talking a moment ago about the average and where does Michigan rank? And I think the main point for the listeners is this: there is a range of different costs. Not every lender's charging the same price for that service of providing credit. Not every third-party provider, like appraisal company, pest inspector, not everybody's charging the same price. You have to shop around, apply with more than one lender. Ideally, as close as possible, close to each other as possible, so that you can facilitate that comparison. You want to look not just at the interest rate; you want to evaluate those costs. And yes, while lenders may offer you the no closing cost option, understand that you're still going to pay those costs. You would pay that in the form of a higher interest rate. So it's important to understand that going in.
Greg, you write that Michigan is the 28th highest in closing costs. A year ago, Michigan was ranked 20th. What happened?
Costs are still up relative to a year ago. So, on a relative basis compared to other states, Michigan's costs are actually lower in ranking, but costs were up about 4% from a year ago, and we saw that across most states where costs were up relative to a year ago. And look, whether it's airline fees, closing costs, or anything else, we've got this steady upward creep of costs. I don't expect that that's going to change anytime soon, Tony. So, again, really important that people shop around and make sure you're getting the best possible deal.
At the top of the list, New York, Texas, Utah, California, Idaho, and Los Angeles, California has its own line.
Yeah, but the California, they actually do it two different ways in the north part of the state relative to the south part of the state. And so we actually surveyed those separately just to get a handle on what the closing costs are in each of those respective areas, just because they do treat closings a little bit differently, and that has an impact on costs.
Two of the best states to do business are Texas and North Carolina when it comes to what they can do for business to help them grow and when it comes to the tax incentives that they can provide and the rules and regulations that businesses have to abide by. Now, according to your list here, Texas is number two, but when I look at the bottom, North Carolina's at 51st, so they were able to remain very low on this list.
Yeah, absolutely, and we do see variations from state to state, and a lot of these, we surveyed the same lender across multiple states, and in a lot of cases, they're not charging the same price in every state, with a price that they charge as a reflection of the cost of doing business in that area. In some states, it's higher, some states, it's lower. There are also other variables, the things that are known as third-party fees, things like title insurance, that varies from state to state. In some states, it's a state-regulated rate. Other places, it's a free market, so we do see a lot of variation on that basis as well.
Bankrate surveyed up to 10 lenders in each state in June 2011. What'd you learn from this? What should we take away from this report?
Well, in addition to just sort of this need to shop around, I think that's really important. The other thing is that when you get that good faith estimate, there have been some changes that took place back in 2010 that are resulting in higher costs, but you can take that good faith estimate as actually being much more meaningful now, because the lender charges, the fees that the lender themselves are going to charge you, they're locked in once they quote it on the good faith estimate. There's no wiggle room for that to be higher. And the fees that are provided by third parties, like the appraisal, the title work, there's only a 10% variance that's allowed. So that good faith estimate you get now has a much closer resemblance to what you're actually going to see at the closing table. That's a win for consumers, but in the meantime, it means that we're seeing a lot of those costs go up because their feet are being held to the fire. They have to be more accurate.
And finally, Greg, bottom line, if you want to buy a home, you better get your credit in order. You better try and get as much money together to put down, because that's going to help your rate. And if you shop around, you can find a good buy, because it's a buyer's market now, isn't it?
It is a buyer's market, and you're right. Good credit. Have money put away in savings so you can make a down payment, so you can pay closing costs. Also understand you're going to have state taxes and prepaid items in there as well. That's going to affect how much you have to bring to the closing table. So it's really imperative that you be in the financial position where you can take on that that obligation. And if not, there's no harm in waiting 6 months or so until you're in a better financial position. It's not like home prices are going to run away from you.
Greg McBride, Senior Financial Analyst for Bankrate Incorporated. Thanks so much.